While low fish returns are tough on fishermen, they're also tough on hatcheries, which generate a significant portion of their revenues from cost recovery or harvesting and selling some of their adult fish returns. KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports.
Salmon landed in Southeast Alaska are subject to a 3% salmon enhancement tax, which goes to regional nonprofits like the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA, in Sitka, and the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or SARA, in Ketchikan. But non-regional hatcheries don't receive any of the salmon enhancement tax. That includes Armstrong Keita's Port Armstrong Hatchery at the southern end of Baranoff Island. Steve Reifenstuhl, operations manager for NSARA, says the salmon enhancement tax, which his organization gets, is administered by the legislature. Last year, the set tax paid to NSARA was $1.3 million.
Fish and Game set up the hatchery program starting in about 1970. And the program built from there, and then the legislature wanted to expand that in the Hammond administration, and so they created the private nonprofit hatchery program. And then within that, there was regional associations and what's called non-regional associations.
Reifenstuhl says the regional and non-regional hatchery programs are set up differently. Regionals serve a much larger population and can have as many as 25 to 40 members on their elected boards, whereas the non-regionals have smaller boards and serve a smaller area. But he says in the 1970s, there was a big interest in starting up non-regional hatcheries around the state.
Well, the incentive is people that wanted to be involved in enhancement could start programs and generate fish for the common property, for the common good, and make enough money in cost recovery to pay for the operational costs. That was the theory. It's been much more difficult than that.
Both regional and non-regional hatcheries rely on grants and loans for funding, but non-regional hatcheries rely mainly on the cost recovery harvest every year for the bulk of their funding.
Fish that come back from our production to our facilities that are surplus to our egg needs that we can harvest and sell to the processors, and we're paid for those, and that's what funds our operation.
Sam Raybung is the operations manager of Armstrong Keita Incorporated. He says the Port Armstrong hatchery has been around for over 25 years and is a huge contribution to the troll fleet, especially out of Port Alexander. But he says when they have low returns, like with this year's pinks, it makes the upcoming year look pretty skinny.
The pink return was a real disappointment in our area. It looks like we'll have just brood stock. We won't have enough for cost recovery. They're generally at least a half of our revenue projection every year. So we're looking at only having enough funding, depending on the coho return. But it looks like we'll only have half the revenue that we need to operate for a year for 2009.
While low returns were projected this year, it came as somewhat of a surprise at Port Armstrong, because Raybung says the high mortality rate is usually in the freshwater phase of the salmon's life cycle, and that phase is bypassed when fish are released from the hatchery.
So we thought that our fish would do quite well, seeing as there were so few naturally spawned fish out there, that ours would have plenty of food. And also coming back when there's a low projection, management tends to be very conservative so as not to over-harvest the returning fish.
Raybung says it comes with the territory that there will always be years where the returns are going to be lower than others. He says the bigger question is how to keep afloat during the lean years. He says many people might not even be aware of the contribution Port Armstrong makes to the industry.
And I think that people have become accustomed to, you know, our contribution without maybe even realizing it. And if it just stopped suddenly overnight, it may be missed. For example, last year we contributed 80,000 coho to the fleet, roughly $1 million to the troll fleet. You know, that might be missed.
But Raybung still says the 16 people who live and work at Port Armstrong do it because they believe in the mission and the lifestyle. Steve Reifenstuhl says in other places, there's more support for these kinds of programs.
In any other state in the United States, in any province in Canada, the federal government or the state government pays for these programs. That's the big difference.
Raybung says they'll pursue all their options to make up the deficit of the dismal pink return. He says the community that works in Port Armstrong isn't going to give up just because of one poor pink season. And he says they should see a real strong coho return in the coming year. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.